Coppell's Western Cape Radio, CWCP, broadcasting from Worcester, South Africa.
Welcome to the Worcester Reports, a program of stories, Christian devotions, and music. Broadcast on CWCP, Coppell's Western Cape Radio.
South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God.
Welcome to the Worcester Reports. This is Tony Coppell. Just once in a while, one has the opportunity to bring something to the eagerly awaiting public that is new, something that they almost certainly haven't heard of before. And that is the case on today's broadcast. I want to introduce you to Legacy Relay. And I have one of the founders here with me, and as we talk, you will understand what this is all about, and I hope you'll also appreciate how important this particular work is from this brand new enterprise. Meet Louis LaGrange. My guest today is Louis LaGrange.
In Afrikaans is Louis LaGrange.
And I'd like to start by welcoming you to CWCP Radio, Louis.
Thank you, Tony, and what a privilege to join you in the studio today. I'm really looking forward to sharing some of my thoughts with you guys.
Your organization is called Legacy Relay, and it's a new non-profit company that you and your wife, Karika, have started. Tell us how that the idea for this originated between the two of you.
Tony, my wife is a pharmacist, and part of her responsibilities is to go out to the senior citizens in our town, being Worcester, and you know, make sure that they take their medicine on time and they take it the way it should be taken, and just make sure that their general health is, you know, what it's supposed to be. And through the course of this process, she discerned that there's a lot of people in our town that has a lot to offer as senior citizens. And the reality around the capabilities that they have and all of that, sometimes, and in her case, she discerns has stopped at the old age homes and some of the senior citizen facilities in our town. So what she discovered is that in our local school where our kids are going to school, she discovered that the kids are, and the teachers are, really challenged to keep up with the curriculums and you know, getting through a day's work. And then she thought of this situation where she has the senior citizens in our town, sometimes confined to the spaces where they are staying and the facilities that they are in, and also the fact that they would want to get out and want to share some of the knowledge and experience that they've built up all these years. And at the same time, in the other side of town, we have our kids and their teachers being challenged to a level where they don't tick all the boxes in a given day. So it just came to mind. It was just a natural process where she was inspired to think and say, wow, what if I can bring these senior citizens to the grade ones in our schools? And exactly what the name says, this legacy that the senior citizens has to offer a society still. What if we can bring this knowledge to the youngsters, to the grade ones, at our local school, and you know, add value to the children by means of you know, skills transfer, and also assisting the teachers with load management, workload management, as well as some of the senior citizens who has come to a point where they also want to feel part of, you know, society, but the fact that they are in the facilities where they find themselves has given them a bit of a feeling of not being worthy anymore, not being part of society anymore. And that's what legacy is all about, and that's what make it so dynamic, in the sense that it brings the seniors to the juniors in a very natural way, and it gives both parties new worth in what they are busy with at this given point in time.
So that's a pretty special idea, but now you have a non-profit company. Tell us how you got from the idea to the company.
Tony, I've been working with the Deaf Society for the past 6 years. I'm a videographer, and I'm into multimedia. And the Deaf Society's communication is really by means of visual stimulus. So video comes in very effective in advancing their education systems, their long distance communication, and so on. And the organization that I've been working for is also an NGO, a non-profit organization at least. And I've learned what the dynamics are within a non-profit organization through this process of rendering services to the deaf, as well as to, you know, discern that the systems and the processes that you need to put in place to run an organization effectively, you need to, or any dream or any initiative to run it effectively, you need to have a registered, these days they call it an NPC, non-profit company. You need to have a registered non-profit company that will enable you to have the correct systems and procedures in place so that you can be functional and effective in your service to the schools and the local age homes in our town. Yes.
Are you aware of other organizations doing this kind of work?
I think we're quite special in that regard, because even with the registration of legacyrelay.co.za, you know, wanting to put ourselves out there online in social media and all the platforms available, we find it very easily to register a Legacy Relay because there's not really something similar or the same out there. So I think we're quite unique in this regard. And still so effective and so relevant in the initiative and the concept.
It won't be the first time that a South African idea could possibly spread around the world, you know, Louis.
I can just imagine, Tony, the South Africans are quite dynamic, eh? Yeah, for sure.
So when did you actually start operations? When did teachers first go into any schools? And who is involved in the various parts of the puzzle?
Tony, yes. Just to explain to the listeners that our initiative is really in its baby shoes at this point in time. We've launched a pilot project in my kid's school. And what we've done is to engage with a school master and ask him, we've got this vision of Legacy Relay. And we explained him the dynamics thereof, and they were quite excited, you know, understanding what it's all about. And then they offered us this year to implement Legacy Relay at the school. And what happened is we went, or at least my wife went, with her interaction with one of the local senior citizen facilities, and she identified the individuals that she suggested that we introduce into the schools to assist the teachers with their syllabus and the work that they have. And really what happened is that the teachers came from their sides very quick in the process to tell us, guys, this is such a great initiative. We have all sorts of challenges, like kids with attention deficit disorder. We've got children who are challenged with just general reading. We've got fine motor skills that we want to transfer to the kids, but we don't get the time to fit it into our current schedules. So my wife went. We refer to our senior citizens as help workers. There were help workers that she identified. She brought them in. She introduced them to the teachers in our local school. We integrated them into the classrooms, and they immediately started to offer our teachers services that really relates to what their needs are. Like I said, assisting a kid by just sitting next to the child, assisting the child to stay focused through the course of the teachings that were happening in the classrooms. In the other class, we've got a full-fledged, it's an Afrikaans word we refer to as tolikibrei, and it's really just a small little wood wheel that you do some knitting through, and it's in the whole process is really just to teach children fine motor skills. And something that I can share, Tony, is that when we came into the classroom with our help workers, the specific day, it was about the second or the third time we came with this tolikibrei initiative, this knitting initiative. And the kids were quite busy, and I would say almost a bit not disciplined that day. And as soon as we started with the whole knitting process, there was an absolute order in the classroom, because everyone was consumed by this new skill that they were going to learn. And the help workers were really zoomed in onto the kids, and it was like their own granddad, grandma who came to teach them something new, and they really just connected. And it was just such a great experience to see the joy that it gives the help workers to feel worthy all over again in their involvement with the school, firstly. And secondly, to see the kids really being consumed and drawn into the whole idea of learning something new, a new skill. And that was really something that touched my heart, to be honest, in bringing Legacy Relay to the schools. I hope I've answered your question.
Actually, you've answered my next three questions, so that's good.
Okay, fantastic.
Maybe I should admit at this stage of the interview that Laurianne and I are two of your volunteers.
Yes,
so I have first-hand experience of seeing the enthusiasm of the children to seeing these new teachers coming in. They welcome us already.
Sure.
After about four times, like we're special people who are coming to, they're going to have fun with us for an hour.
Of course. Tony, just allow me also to add this. What I've seen there with Laurianne's involvement, and the fact that she's an artist and she gets spiritually inspired to draw things as the Holy Spirit has guided her. These pictures are being facilitated with the kids, and background music gets played, and you also always tell them that these music are Holy Spirit inspired, and allow the Spirit to guide you in drawing your own pictures. And that whole process stimulates the kids to learn from Laurianne's artistic inputs, and eventually allow the Holy Spirit to bring them to a new level of thinking, a new level of art, a new level of interpreting what possibilities are within art. And the fact that it's not just what's in your head, it's also going deeper than material interpretation and visual interpretation, but also another dimension of being spiritually inspired to put something on paper. And that per se, in my opinion, is something that is very dear to someone like me as well.
So how easy is it to find seniors who want to spend time teaching instead of perhaps relaxing at home after a hard life of commerce or whatever?
My wife and I have just discussed the process that needs to be followed in future, because we are actually learning as we go, you know. Not everyone that has built up all sorts of skills over the past years necessarily at their age want to share this with anyone, really. But we present them with the idea of Legacy Relay, and we give enough time for the individual to decide if they want to be involved. If they indicate and they give us a thumbs up and they say, hey, Karika, Louis, I think I want to be part of Legacy Relay, then what we do is we understand that there's almost like a reintegration process that needs to take place. And it's really taking someone that hasn't been in a program necessarily and reintroduce them into a program. And what my wife and I said that is, we take the help workers in the first quarter of the year, and we just allow them to go into the classroom, meet the teachers, meet the children, start to build a relationship and see if they feel that this is something that they would want to do in the long run. And as soon as the first quarter is done, we'll engage in a consultation with our help workers and ask them, guys, how did you experience it? Is it something that you would want to do to assist us and the Legacy Relay initiative for a longer period of time, and also facilitating a level of commitment with the help workers to make them understand that the first quarter was really an introduction, but now we need to commit, and whatever assistance you have offered on offer in terms of your skills and in terms of how the teachers has indicated their needs, if you are available, can we commit at least to a term at the school at a time and see if we can, you know, just conclude with a process that is, you know, conducive for both parties.
So, Louis, how often would your help workers go into a school? Would it be maybe once a week for an hour?
Tony, yes, once a week for an hour, sometimes even 2 hours. But I think the guidance comes from the school teachers to tell us what their program is like and where the help workers can really fit into their program in assisting them with their process.
We hear about today's children being undisciplined and even aggressive towards teachers in some countries, which includes South Africa. Is this likely to be a problem? Our experience so far is the children are as good as gold.
At the moment, I think we're quite privileged because the schools we have in Worcester is quality schools, and we don't anticipate to have that type of problems soon. But then again, you also have your schools on the borders of any town that might not be that well equipped. And I think that's a bridge that we'll cross when we get there.
So far, what are the main subjects that are being taught in the schools that you're with at the moment?
Tony, in the classrooms, we are currently facilitating science lessons, art lessons, fine motor skills, read help, and just emotional support, really. There's children who has ADD, attention deficit disorder, and just to get a help worker to support those individuals are a great help to the teachers.
At this stage, I think some of our listeners are wondering what kind of background you and Karika come from. Are you teachers or what? You already said you're not, actually.
This might be a bit unusual considering the traditional way of leaving school and then going to university to further your studies. On my side, I went to work in a maximum security prison as a religious care coordinator, which means that at the time I had to facilitate religion for all sorts of groups. I'm talking about Buddhism, Hinduism, Muslim, Christians, all of them. But I think my heart has always been into humanitarian matters and the support of it, and helping where I can. And that I was doing for 5+ years. Then a friend of mine asked me to do his wedding video for him. And I told him, look, man, I never did something like that in my life. This would be my first time. He said he doesn't worry. He doesn't have money to afford a proper videographer. Well, can I do this for him? I said, well, I'll give it my best shot, but don't expect anything. So I went and I got a camera from a friend and I filmed the wedding. And afterwards, I had to do the research and cutting this whole wedding together. And eventually, I find myself falling in love with this medium of film and film production and communicating messages and, facilitating, ideas by means of video. So I left the prison sector where I was serving, and I was on my way to Cape Town to study at City Varsity, where I did my degree in film and television. And when I left there, I find myself always coming back to humanitarian matters, filming for the deaf, filming for the blind. I just had a commercial on National Geographic and all sorts of DSTV multi-choice channels where I marketed one of our local blind institutes, coffee brands that they are launching into the market. I did a commercial for them for free, because that's where my heart is. So I've always been into humanitarian things, and being a filmmaker, I use that medium to support where there's need. My wife on the same other end of the side, she's the pharmacist. It's clear where her desire for help comes. She always wants to make people whole again, make sure that they're healthy, make sure that they are experiencing life on a level that they deserve.
That, of course, is how this all happened, because she is our pharmacist. And I'm in there about twice a week.
Okay.
We need a lot of pills. So let's look to the future as we draw this to a close. How would you like to see Legacy Relay expanding or developing over the next 5-10 years?
I think the long-term vision for Legacy Relay is to wrap the model on an administrative level to such a nature that it can be packaged and transferred and copied to other schools nationally and eventually even internationally. And I think it's just so simple, really, if you can just, get all the administration in place to do this on an international level and just add so much value to any community, really.
If school principals are perhaps listening and would like to know more or would like to communicate with you, possibly with a view to using your services, then how can they get in touch? You have a web presence, I believe.
Let's call it an online presence for now, Tony, as it's early days and we still need to establish our website and all the things that we anticipate to do. So for now, I would want communities to contact us via our Facebook page. I think everyone these days makes use of social media to communicate, and all our relevant contact detail would appear on the Legacy Relay Facebook page. Yeah.
I would like to thank you, Louis LaGrange, for this time that I've enjoyed with you. This is something very unusual, maybe unique, and it's our privilege here at CWCP to bring it to our listeners around the world. And who knows, in 10 years' time, maybe we'll have another interview, Louis. You never know.
And by that time, I hope Legacy Relay is an international MPC. Thank you for having me in the studio, Tony. I really appreciate it, having this conversation with you.
And it would have been lovely to have Karika here too, because you two work as a very close team. She is, however, doing her normal job, assisting people at the pharmacy. So we'll forgive her on this occasion. This is a little rare for the Worcester Reports, but we're going to have Chapter 6
of Legacy by Jasper Klote, immediately following Chapter 5, which we played last week. That at least will bring continuity to this extremely important subject of how to manage the finances well, not just for you, but for your children and your children's children. Legacy, Chapter 6, Living a Generational Wealth Lifestyle, Providing a Blueprint for Your Family's Future Success. People with a one-generational mindset often suffer from a lack of identity and then try and compensate for it by trying to impress others with their lifestyle. Many parents know the pressure their children place on them to buy the latest brand of shoes, clothing, cell phone, or other gadgets, just so that they will fit in with their peers. How many people are in an over-indebted position today, behind on paying bills and borrowing money to pay their debt, because they bought that fancy car or furniture, or committed to that bigger house just so they could keep up with the Joneses? We buy things we don't need, with money we don't have, to impress people we don't like. Unknown. The media operates on this principle of people feeling deeply inferior or afraid, and then it exposes them to so-called role models that live the life that these people secretly desire, and show these perceived role models wearing gold watches, driving fancy cars, or drinking and eating branded products, with the implied message that if they want to be like them, they should do the same. The first thing that you should do, if you wish to become that founding parent of your family dynasty and develop a three-generational mindset, is to know yourself. Decide who you are and what will you be happy with. A friend of mine, Glenn McQuirk, founded a company many years ago, Map for Life, www.map4life.com, that teaches people how to achieve their goals. One of the first exercises he lets his readers do is to complete their wheel of life. The axes of the wheel represent specific areas of a person's life, and you rate yourself on how well you are doing in these areas by drawing a cross on the axis and connecting the crosses. The center of the circle equals 0%, and the outer circle represents 100%. There are 8 areas of life that we should keep in balance. If we start to go out of balance in any one of them, it would be like an irregular-shaped tire on your car, which will soon bring your life to a standstill until you've attended to this imbalance. The 8 areas are 1. Physical. This speaks of your physical location, the area you work and live in, and physical health, eating right and exercise. 2. Social investment. This refers to your involvement in the community or church, being committed to a cause bigger than yourself, to which you give time, energy, and resources. 3. Wealth, financial. This indicates how successful you are in terms of earning a good income, or even several income streams. Be a regular saver, owning income-producing assets, or assets that protect you against inflation, and having good investments. 4. Mental intellect. This is the sum total of growing personally through ongoing learning, reading, attending seminars and courses, and listening to positive talks and teachings. 5. Business career. This speaks of being in your purpose, having a meaningful job or career, making progress, feeling rewarded and recognized for your achievements. 6. Family relationships. This is about having good relationships with your spouse and children, feeling supported in what you are doing, having good friends, and spending enough quality time together. 7. spiritual. This is not about whether you're going to church regularly, but whether you have developed a personal relationship with your Creator. Are you making personal time to get to know Him and learn about Him through His Word? It is not about rituals and works, but about relationship. 8. Restoration, fun. This refers to your hobbies, passions, having fun and enjoying life. This is about spontaneous laughter. This can also be about going on a retreat to a quiet place somewhere in nature and just finding your sanity again. In this next diagram, we will see what the will look like if the individual scores as follows. Physical, 40%, not physically very active and has developed some bad eating habits. Social, 60%, very involved in child's school and helping the school's community. Wealth, financial, 60%, saving regularly, has a house that provides rental income and has taken out insurance policies that will pay out handsomely on death. Mental, 20%. Last studied on completing school and degree and is too busy to fit in any more activities right now. Business, career, 80%. Has a good job, confident of progress being made and expecting a promotion soon. Takes work home to show personal commitment. Family, relationships, 20%. Because of job and social commitments to the school, doesn't find enough time to build strong relationships at home. Surprised that spouse and children don't understand what is being done for them. Spiritual, 20%. Goes to church when there is a wedding or funeral and believes that there is a God. Even owns a Bible but doesn't enjoy reading it and feels it is not really relevant to the daily challenges experienced. Restoration, fun, 50%. Tries to reward self occasionally by going to a movie or show and taking spouse out. Makes a point of going on a holiday for at least 2 weeks a year. Plot these scores on the diagram and see how your life is shaping up. Now, if the vehicle of your life was to be fitted with four tires shaped like this, how far would you be able to travel? The next exercise is designed to look at each of these areas from a generational perspective and help you to calculate your own score for each of these areas. Look at the question or statement under each of the headings and give yourself a mark between 1 to 100% in terms of how true it is for you. Absolutely true equals 100 and untrue equals 0. When you've given yourself a mark for each of the questions under the specific heading, add up the score and divide it as per the instruction to give you an overall score for that specific heading. Then draw out a clean wheel of life and plot your score on the appropriate axis. And when you're finished, connect the dots and see what your wheel looks like. Knowing what your wheel looks like, and by going back to the questions, you will be able to counsel yourself on what to do next to restore the balance in your life. The pressures of the one generational world around us must not be underestimated, and we must redo this exercise regularly to stay focused on our journey. Wheel of Life Exercise from a Generational Perspective. 1. Physical. The table first has question, stroke statement, and then to the right, your score out of 100. 1. I exercise regularly. 2. I eat healthy foods. 3. I take nutritional supplements. 4. I work and live in a clean environment with little pollution. 5. I don't smoke or drink strong liquor. 6. I teach my children to have good physical habits. Total score and average score. 2. Social investment. 1. I give tithes, donations to the church or community projects. 2. I am involved in a community project or projects where I give of my time, skills, and other resources. 3. I promote the cause of a community project by telling others about it and trying also to get them to become involved. 4. I involve my children in my community activity by discussing it with them so that they can learn the importance of being involved in communities. Total score and average score. 3. Wealth, finance. 1. I have a regular savings program, preferably on the LoanLink Share Plan, LLS. See www.gig.coop for more information on the LLS product of GIG. 2. My debts are being paid off, and I make no new debts except to borrow money at zero interest to pay off debt and or to invest in income-producing assets. 3. I understand and use the concept of leveraging capital. For example, borrow 3 times my savings in the LLS at zero interest. 4. Some of my investments are in physical gold, even if it is just a few gold coins. 5. I have linked up with like-minded people and formed an investment club. We get together regularly to discuss investment opportunities and at times pool our resources to make investments, for example, property. 6. I involve my children in my investment decisions and make sure they understand concepts such as risk management, return on investment, ROI, leverage, and other financial terminology. 7. My assets and investments are protected by placing them in a trust or trusts. Total score and average score. 4. Mental intellect. 1. I am constantly reading something positive. 2. I constantly listen to speakers on positive topics, either in real life or through audio or YouTube or TED. 3. I keep on improving my skills by attending seminars and workshops on topics that interest me. 4. I associate with like-minded people, for example, joined a local gig, and discuss and work through various topics that help to develop my generational mindset. 5. I involve my family, spouse and children, in learning more about the generational mindset. 6. I have a journal that I keep updated and where I write down the highs and lows of my life's journey, as well as jotting down ideas and insights I receive from time to time. I plan to write a book on my life one day in order for my children and their children to learn from my life. Total score and average score. 5. Business career. 1. The work I do gives me a sense of purpose and fulfillment. 2. I can see I'm making progress in my career and am becoming more valuable to my colleagues and community. 3. I've already reached a few achievements in my career and am on my way to reach a few more. 4. What I'm doing won't die with me because I've already put a succession program in place. 5. I don't settle for a comfortable life, but keep pushing myself to pursue more opportunities and already have more than 3 steadily producing income streams. 6. My businesses are protected through the correct legal entities. 7. My will is up to date, and I have taken adequate risk protection by insuring my life and businesses. 8. My family is involved with my business, career, and even if they won't necessarily take over from me, they'll be able to continue to benefit from my life's work by appointing the right management team and or benefiting from dividends and growth from shareholdings. Total score and average score. 6. Family relationships. 1. If I was married, I would have a great relationship with my spouse and we would be pursuing this generational journey together. 2. If I have children, I would be making time to do things together with them and to constantly assure them that we as a family have a purpose and are working towards building a dynasty. 3. My friends are with me on this generational journey, and we have great times discussing things and pursuing opportunities from a generational perspective. 4. Even if I have no children, I would still be committed to live my life to leave a legacy that will impact the lives of people 2 generations from now. 5. I have a family trust to ensure that what I've started in my life will continue and be of benefit for the generation of my children's children. Total score and average score. 7. Spiritual. 1. I have adopted the Bible as my absolute standard for all aspects of my life. 2. I believe in a creator that made heaven and earth and all that is in it, and who created me and has a plan and purpose for my life. 3. I have a personal relationship with God and spend quiet time with him daily to seek his will for my life. 4. I associate with like-minded friends who get together regularly and discuss spiritual issues and share our spiritual experiences. 5. I am led by an inner voice of peace and no longer allow myself to be manipulated through man-made guilt by religious leaders or opinions of others. 6. I am no longer trapped in empty religious rituals, but understand that my work is part of my worship to my Creator. 7. We get together regularly as a family to read the Bible and pray to God and recognize the fact that he has a plan and purpose for us as a family. Total score, an average score. 8. Restoration fun. 1. I am passionate about my work and do it for the fulfillment it gives me and not just to chase money. 2. I have a hobby or hobbies that give me joy, and I make time to pursue and enjoy it. 3. I have a sport, for example golf, that I regularly do, or I go to the gym regularly. 4. I have planned fun activities that I do with my spouse and children, for example holiday, seeing a show, or eating out. 5. I make regular me time and then engage in things that leave me refreshed and repurposed. 6. Once a year, or more often, I go on a retreat where I review my activities, refocus on my goals and plans, and reconnect with my Creator's will and purpose for my life. 7. I have a list of fun or exceptional things that I want to do before my life on earth is over, and I am following a plan to achieve these goals. Total score, an average score. In concluding this chapter on lifestyle, we can learn from a historical prophet, Micah. He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, and to love kindness and mercy, and to humble yourself and walk humbly with your God? Micah 6:8 in the Amplified Bible. The key character traits of a generational lifestyle can therefore be summarized as: find and live your purpose. Stay humble. Enjoy your life and allow yourself the good things in life, but don't try and compete with the Joneses. Live the moment. Life is a journey, not a destination. Find the meaning of your life in what your life means to others. Think 3-generational in everything you do. Keep on investing in yourself and your personal growth. Make yourself increasingly valuable. Surround yourself with like-minded people who add value to your life and are not draining your energy. Dreams come in extra large, so we can grow into it. Unknown.
Coppel's Western Cape Radio, CWCP, broadcasting from Worcester, South Africa.
If you're wondering if you're going to get to hear a new way to grow in God, this week, then I'm afraid it's not going to happen. Lorianne was in hospital for 4 days with a skin condition, quite a serious one, but she is now back at home, but wasn't up to preparing anything for tonight's show. So I am going to delve into the archives, and I'm going to give you her delightful voice in another context. She was on radio in Canada for around 15 years before we came to South Africa. So I'm going to play one program from 2013 and a show called Over My Head, Songs from Artists with a Christian Worldview, which is still being broadcast every Sunday morning on CKCU. That's ckcufm.com online, and has been running for 40 years. How about that? We were very pleased to be part of that enterprise, and maybe we'll even go back to it when we return to Canada. I won't be able to play the whole show, which runs an hour, but I'm going to fill in the rest of the space on today's program with an edition that I think you'll enjoy. I'll say good day now. Thanks for listening. Come and join us next week. I don't know what next week's program is going to be yet, but there will be one. And God bless you all.
Welcome!
Good morning. Welcome to Over My Head, CKCU's source for sounds by artists with a Christian worldview. I'm your host, L.A. Koppel, and this weekend's spring storm, was a bit of a surprise for me. I bet it was for you, too. But then again, we often have at least one April snowstorm before spring really starts. So let's hope that this is the last of it, right? Unless you're a skier. But then you're probably yelling at me. Hopefully not. You can always go up the mountains, right? Meanwhile, we'll start off sweet and slow as you wake up gently. A little Amy Grant and Martin Smith, some Island of Light, and first up is going to be Irish Film Orchestra with Abigail on CKCU 93.1 FM, Over My Head.
Over My Head, CKCU's source for sounds by artists with a Christian worldview, CKCU 93.1 FM.
Yeah. Over My Head, CKCU 93.1 FM.
Come to me, my King of Kings, and give me ears to hear the words of love you speak to me.
CKCU 93.1 FM, Over My Head. I'm L.A. Koppel. It's 8:15. Hope you're having a good morning so far, and that we're contributing towards that, making you feel good, helping you get ready for church. And we just heard Isle of Light with Voice of Many Waters from Winter's Welcome. They're an American band, and even though it's spring, you know, we're having in the in-between stage, although we'll be talking about that in the weather report coming up. And Winter's Welcome just seemed to be just right because of the what we had over the weekend, especially on the Friday. Amy Grant and Martin Smith with Find Me in the River from the compilation CD called Streams, and Irish Film Orchestra with Abigail from the same CD, and that song was written by Cindy Morgan and Michael W. Smith. I'm not really surprised. Like, this came out in 2000, and now Michael W. Smith is doing contemporary classical, so that is quite fitting. And The past 3 days have been wonderful. I was at this conference called No Limits. It was at the Peace Tower Church. It's a very good church. And it was headed by Joshua Mills and Becca Shea, as well as Jason Westfield. And so they sang and spoke, and I'll share some tunes from both of them on Mother's Day. But I can tell you that Becca had this amazing new dubstep song called Incorruptible, about incorruptible seed of Christ that's in our hearts. And it was electric. In fact, a lot of her music is electric. And she has things like, you know, Scripture Snacks, which are entirely based upon Scripture, but they're tunes, which is a good way to remember Scripture. And of course, you're playing many of them over and over and over again. So what did I wake up? I woke up with their music in my head that was Scripture. Always a good thing. So time for our CKCU weather at 8:17. Today, it's a whole lot of yuck with mixed rain and snow, but we'll have a high of 7. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 3, and tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with a high of 14. Tuesday's high is 16. Woohoo, it's spring. Isn't that great? Finally. Just hope it lasts. Right now at Carleton University, it's snowing and plus 1. So our next set is all girl singers, and all of the tunes are inspirational. And I personally have shed a few tears through each one and during each one. So if you've had it rough lately, this set is for you. We'll hear Lee Nash and Jenny Simmons. But first, Sherry Youngward, Peace, on CKCU 93.1 FM, Over My Head.
Lay all your worries down. Be still, oh my soul, for Jesus Christ,
Over My Head, the best way to wake up before church. CKCU 93.1 FM.
After the destruction, in the wake of every storm, the sun reveals the suffering, and all I've known is gone. Well, I can take the rising waves, but when I'm washed up on the shore, feeling just like driftwood, and nothing makes sense anymore. Jesus, meet me. Be everything I need in the waiting, in the in between. Jesus,
My Head, But Not Yours, Sundays at 8, CKCU 93.1 FM.
Try to keep both feet on the ground. Your love is all that gets me. Good radio.
CKCU, gotta get some more of that.
Last fall, CKCU-FM and Rogers Community Television paired up to produce a TV series showcasing Ottawa musicians. These sessions were recorded live off the floor at the Rogers Television Studios with CKCU in charge of the sound and Rogers filming the video. The result is a new TV program called CKCU-FM Presents, now airing on Cable 22, with 16 bands featured over 16 weeks. A different group will perform every Sunday night at 9:30, with repeat broadcasts of the show at 10 p.m. the following Monday and Saturday nights.
Should we do it again?
For a complete listing of the bands and showtimes, visit RogersTV.com and click on the schedule link at the top of the page.
On Sunday, April 7th at 9:30, CKCU Presents brings you Trevor Alguire. Trevor is a longtime CKCU favorite, and he'll be doing a solo acoustic set at 9:30 p.m.
I'm just a photograph placed here on the shelf. Dust-covered memory left here by itself.
This program will be re-aired on Monday, April 15th and Saturday, April 20th. Check out our website at ckcufm.com for more information and showtime.
CKCU 93.1 FM, Over My Head. And speaking of Trevor Alguire, we often play him on Window of Opportunity, which is a show that I'm part of on Fridays. It's a folk collective, CKCU's Friday Focus Show, hosted by myself, my husband Tony, and Chris White, and his little team. And Shelley and another girl who I always seem to forget her name, but she's very sweet. And so we were just listening to Sixpence None the Richer. These are all favorites of mine. Sixpence None the Richer, You're Here from City on a Hill, Songs of Worship and Praise. And that's my favorite song on that CD. It's just one of those ones that just jump out and touch your heart. And Jenny Simmons with The Becoming, it's the title track, and that is kind of like for people who are in transition. And apparently there's a lot of people in the church and also in the world who are going through transition right now. It's never an easy time. It's like going up some stairs and you're in the vertical part of the step. You don't have any bearings. You don't know where you are. You don't know where you're supposed to be. And it's kind of a scary place. And, well, yeah, I'm actually in that place right now, but I feel a lot better about it right now since I went to that conference this weekend. And we started off with Sherry Youngwood with Peace, with Faces, Memories, and Places, and Peace. I also